Thank you. Music right there from a New York duo, Fantagram, a band that know how to somehow work in their love of 90s trip-hop into the modern music that they make. We heard the song, When I'm Small. That is from the band's album, 2010's Eyelid Movies. Before Fantagram, we heard music from another incredible New York duo. This time, it is the indie rock duo known as Cults. The song is called... Yes, the song is called Shoulder to My Feet. I had to think about that for a minute. That's from the band's most recent album. The album is called Host. Cults have announced that they are going to be touring. Not only will they be part of Lollapalooza later in the summer, in the early autumn, Cults find themselves as the opening act on the Vampire Weekend tour. That will be through September and October. For our listeners in the Windsor, Detroit area, you can catch Cults joining up with Vampire Weekend on September 23rd at Meadowbrook Amphitheater. Let's keep going. More music right now. Okay, sometimes as a loyal music host, I wrestle with how much I need to say about a particular artist, and here's what I'm left with. Does Kim Gordon even need an introduction? The iconic indie rock musician, feminist, and one of the founding members of Sonic Youth. Her new solo album, The Collective, delivers knife-edged beats and just hypnotic sounds that really feels like a culmination of her whole career. That's where we're headed next. Brand new Kim Gordon right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Milk thistle, calcium, high-rise boot cut, Advil, black jeans, blue jeans, cardigan, purse, passport, pajamas, silk. Hoodie, toothpaste, brush, foundation, contact solution, mascara, lip mask, eye mask, earplugs, travel shampoo, conditioner, eyeliner, demo floss, money for the cleaners. Medications, button down laptop, hand cream, body lotion, Bella Freud, YSL, Eckhouse, Lotta, eyelash curler, vibrator, teaser, bye bye. We'll be right back.
close up. Let me get a close up. You ready?
Don't follow patronymic. Splooge, look at that spillage. Scoop it up for the clinic. Try to keep it up in your lineage. Making me live it. Got no limits. Cynic. Wait a minute. Who are you looking at when you grew fat? You just blew that. Can't redo that. That diminish the pillage. A privilege to visit my village. Are you finished? Saw shrinkage. You see, it's not coins in my mintage.
Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. You ready?
Chromosome, different wardrobe, testosterone. Blend a Tinder, find a grinder, romance the phone. Better go home, better get stoned. Set up in the mirror for peak of the clone. You're a personal loan, with a personal loan. Tasha Leon, gonna break your hip bone. Just a lot of scrimmage. Not real, but image. A vintage gimmick that you just can't mimic.
Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close-up. Let me get a close-up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close-up. Let me get a close-up. Are you ready?
Looking real close and you're showing it around like you know me now.
Look, look.
Bringing you rock and roll's wonderfully weird. This is Girly, so a groovy. I'm your host, Trevor Klender. Music right there from one of rock and roll's groundbreakers, Yoko Ono. The song is called Yang Yang. That is the opening track to Yoko Ono's 1973 Approximately Infinite Universe album. In the middle, it is the infamous shock rocker herself, Peaches, from her most recent album, Rub. But yet, when I say recent, that album is pushing, I would say, at least 7 years old. Definitely time for some new music from Peaches. But the song is called Close Up. It's the opening track to Peaches' album, Rub. The reason for selecting it, Kim Gordon is featured on that track. Both Peaches and Yoko Ono are musicians that Kim Gordon has gravitated towards to work with in her career. And that's where we started the set with Kim Gordon with her new solo album, The Collective. It was released just last month. We heard the song Bye Bye. It's the opening track to the new album. You know, when I think about that Kim Gordon album, I think about the ways that this is a woman who herself, absolute groundbreaker, one of the absolute pioneers of alternative rock music. And with this new album, I feel like she's not resting on her laurels, but pushing sounds in new directions. I would almost describe the new album as experimental hip-hop, even, with definite alternative rock sounds. Anyways, I just want to tell you what's coming up in the next half hour of the show. I've got Blake Babies on the way. I've got a really fun early 80s UK punk kind of song from an artist, Tallulah Gosch, an artist that I feel like has absolutely been lost to the times of rock and roll history. But speaking of that, up next, it is a musician who I do feel like in some ways got swept up and lost in the last 30 years, but has had a little bit of a renaissance with a re-release. A quirky 1995 re-release from lo-fi pioneer Linda Smith. In 1995, home recording visionary Linda Smith had 10 years worth of bedroom four-track daydreaming and made a leap to release it on CD format with her album Nothing Else Matters. Well, 29 years later, it is getting a re-release to a new generation of listeners. It definitely has a distinct 90s rock experimentalism to it, but it also sounds uniquely timeless and signature to Linda Smith. So that is where we're headed next, right now up on Girly So a Groovy.
The